done it all.
Hancock's Half Hour, Robin Williams,
Freddie Starr,
Only Fools and Horses, Eddie Murphy,
Spike Milligan,
The Goon Show, Bradley Walsh, Round the Horn,
Ben Elton.
Is not a funny man at all.
Jerry Sadovitz,
Dad's Army,
Father Ted,
Navy Lark. There was one man I remember who used to do an act, and he'd spend 15 minutes trying to put up a deck chair.
I love Monkhouse. I think Monkhouse is pure class.
Monty Python's quite funny.
Milton Boyle.
Who's he?
He's my favourite comedian, you know.
Right, who's your favourite British comedian? Tommy Cooper?
No, I know.
Come on, he did tricks badly, you know. He died at the Palladium.
We've all died at the Palladium.
Come on to see me. Make me smile. I'll do what you want. Running wild.
Don't say sex,
twat. You can't actually say that, can you?
He was using F words, F this, F that.
Fick this and fick that.
See this, see that. And it was all great hoot.
Every swearing can be the funniest punchline around, but it isn't if you use it too much.
Well, that's us knackered then, isn't it?
Al King said he watched The Young Comedian. He said, you know, I watched him and he used the F word 97 fucking times.
Savage is one of the funniest acts around. He's very, very sharp, very, very witty. Carey, not that impressed with him. I mean, I like his delivery, but his material was pretty weak, really. I mean, it's very single entendre stuff where, you know, they don't even bother with the double meaning half the time.
I find Lily Savage a most objectionable character, and I just find it curious, at the very least, to understand why he gets so much airtime, and the same with Julian Clary.
It's very nice of you to recreate Hampstead Heath for me here. As a matter of fact, I've just been assisting Norman Lamont.
It was just ill placed, and it wasn't appropriate for that sort of live event, really. There's a place for that sort of stuff, but yeah, but he also would have upset quite a lot of viewers. Barrymore, for some reason, got away with it much better when he came up and did the fist gesture.
When you smile, I can see you and me, me and you. There is love in your eyes when you smile. Oh, baby, let me love you. You gotta let me love you. When you smile, smile.
What makes people laugh is quite interesting, because some people think it's funny, shall we say, if an old lady falls down a flight of steps. Personally, I don't think that's funny unless it's a particularly frail old lady.
How can you laugh when you know I'm down?
How can you laugh
when you know I'm down?
Jerry Sadovitz was probably much sharper, much crueler. Remember, he used to come on stage and his opening line was something like, Nelson Mandela, what a and you think, oh, what? What's going on here?
I will not have that kind of prejudice. Did you do that joke in your act? You shouldn't have bothered.
America certainly prefers its characters to be winners. It's part of that idea of the great American dream, the pursuit of happiness.
How can you laugh when you know I'm down?
You could argue that America has moved away from that because Cheers, obviously, most of the characters in there weren't winners. And Roseanne, up until the last season at least, you couldn't have said it was about a family which was successful and doing well. All of the great British comedies have been about losers.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes all in a kind of flash, I kind of realise what a stupid job it is I do. I've just done an imitation of a pubic hair. In front of 3,500 people. My mum thinks I work in a bank.
I appreciate your applause, but I don't do this for applause. No, I do it for cash, it's much better.
I suppose the classic Tears of the Clown case is probably Tony Hancock, who killed himself with an overdose in Australia.
Oh, I'm hungry. Oh, I'm starving, pass me another nut.
They've all gone.
I've only had three, you glutton. Who, me? Yes, you, I've heard you. Those crackers have been going away like castanets all morning.
If you only knew how lucky you are, there's no cannibalism in this country.
I've been having hallucinations, I'm so hungry. And the picture's always the same. Your head stuck on a plate with an apple in your mouth.
Just shows you it doesn't matter how intellectual you are, there's no limit to what you'll do when your ribs are rattling.
I don't think comedians, just because they're funny in like television and in the media, doesn't mean they're happy people all the time. It's just we believe it to be more shocking if they do kill themselves, but statistically everyone's depressive sometime in their life.
Where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Just when I saw opening doors, finally knowing the one that I wanted was yours, making my entrance again with my usual flair. Where are the clowns? Quick, send in the clowns.
I tell lies. That's my job. Only bit of truth is I tell lies. We're like politicians. Stand-up comedians tell lies. It's our job. I mean, imagine what it'd be like if stand-up comics started telling the truth. What a true joke would be like. A bloke goes into a pub, orders a pint, drinks it, puts up again. Brilliant, eh?
The differences between comedians are exaggerated for effect, really, and I really just don't think, just as I think there shouldn't be any rules about comedy, I don't really think about any barriers between comedians. I mean, I think you're either funny or you're not, that's the bottom line. Although he's widely disliked for his alleged political views, Bernard Manning is a great gangster.
I love to laugh loud and long and clear. I love to laugh. It's getting worse every year.
I could actually probably recite a lot of the Architect's sketch from Monty Python's, but do you really want me to?
When Hancock, it's the Sunday afternoon, and he said, I think I'll go to bed. And Happy Jakes says, you've only been up an hour. And he said, I only got up for your dinner, and that wasn't worth getting up for. I thought my mother was a bad cook, but at least her gravy used to move about. Gorgeous just sort of lies there and sets, and she says, that's the goodness in it, and he says, that's the half a pound of flour you put in it.
You're spotting behind squeezing blackheads. Not giving a tinker's cuss about the likes of the struggling artist, you excrement with your Tony Jacking gold clubs and your colour TV set. You wouldn't let me join, would you, you blackballing bastards? I think it's something like that, wasn't it?
The more you fill with glee, the more the glee, the more we're a merry.
Yes, we are!